أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. In this ayat where we are commanded to worship only Allah تبارك وتعالى and to seek only the help of Allah تعالى. As far as ibadat is concerned, we have to realize Allah is not at all in need of anyone's ibadat whatsoever. Allah is as He is, as great as He is. If nobody makes the ibadat of Allah, it does not increase decrease the grandeur, the honor, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala whatsoever. And if everyone makes Allah's ibadat, it does not increase Allah's position, His grandeur, His greatness whatsoever. But it was the wisdom of Allah that Allah wanted we must worship Him. And when we do worship Him, we are only doing it for our own benefit. Allah does not benefit at all. Allah becomes pleased with us, and then He gives us His ni'mats in this dunya also. And actually the real place of the ni'mats of Allah will be the akhirah. So Allah is not in need of our ibadat at all. We benefit from it. The same way, to seek help from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we should only seek help from Allah Ta'ala, whether it is directly or indirectly, but only from Allah we should seek help. Allah also in His wisdom has made this world a place of cause and effect. We eat food, so to say we take help of food, our stomach gets full. We take medicine, we get better. We have a job, we earn. These are the causes and effects. Allah has made this world a system, and in this Allah has not only made it permissible that we take help from others besides Allah, but Allah has made it a great sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that everything that we do according to the sunnah with the correct yaqeen and belief becomes a great ibadah. We will work 8-10 hours in our shops, in our jobs, and we will want our earning from there, from where we will see to all our needs. But it all has to be done with this complete conviction that it comes only from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, in our environment, we don't need to explain very much the other types of seeking help in people, in things besides Allah Ta'ala. To a small extent it be there, but where, for example, people go to the graves and seek help from the graves, they worship the graves, make sajda at the graves, make tawaf of the graves, and they seek help from the inmates of the grave. That is of course all totally haram, and it is shirk. We must only seek help from Allah Ta'ala. So no matter whose grave it is, we don't seek help from the person, the inmate of the grave. And we don't make any type of tawaf there, any type of sajda there. Sometimes, unfortunately, we do hear of some of our people who also go to these shrines, etc., and they do wrong things there. That we must totally, it is shirk, and it is disbelief in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. However, generally what we seeking help from things besides Allah Ta'ala, like our shop, our job, our profession, whatever we do, if we believe this directly is giving us our rosy, then that is also totally wrong. It is a means of giving us the rosy, but the giver is only Allah Ta'ala. And we must have that yaqeen within us. Few simple examples, Allah reward our ulama who explained it so clearly. We see water coming out from the tap, but if a person believes the tap is giving water, that is totally wrong. The tap is only the means. The water is coming from the pipe where the tap is connected. The tap goes to the reservoir. The reservoir gets its water from a fountain, from a well, from a river, whatever. And then there many people, many so to say very learned people, their iman gets stuck there, that it's coming now from the river. Whereas actually that river is in itself cannot give us that water also. It is only from Allah Ta'ala. Allah made that river, Allah makes the water flow, Allah makes the water sweet and suitable for us. Allah can easily change all the water to become very murky, dirty and filthy. Who is it that will give us pure, clean water after that? So it is only from Allah Ta'ala. Another very simple, there are so many examples. A little baby that is being fed with milk on a spoon. That small baby in its understanding, my milk comes from the spoon. And it will be noticed whenever the baby will see that spoon, it will start kicking its legs, hands in happiness that my rosy is coming. That the spoon gives me my rosy. But very soon as it grows up, it realizes the spoon is not giving me my milk, my rosy, it comes from a bottle. My mother from a bottle pours the little bit of milk in the spoon. As it grows up, it sees that my milk doesn't come from the bottle, it comes from the fridge. My mother takes out the milk from the fridge. As it grows up, it realizes my milk is not from the fridge, but my mother buys it from the dairy or the dairy man delivers it. Then soon the child realizes it's not the dairy man or not the dairy that gives the milk, but it is the cow that gives the milk. And many of us get stuck there. Whereas actually that milk is not from the cow also, it is only from the Qudrat of Allah. All the cow does is chewing whole day and night grass. Who puts that machinery within it that between the dirty, impure blood and filthy dung, Allah takes a pure, fresh, wonderful milk. That wonderful milk is only from Allah Ta'ala. Not the cow can make it and nobody. So whatever we do, the wife thanks the husband, you earn, you bring our rosy. But actually it is Allah, it is not the husband. The wife thanks the husband thanks the wife, you cooked food, you put it on the table, but it is not the wife, it is Allah. So to use all this means is correct, is permissible, it is sunnat, it is sawab also, but with the correct yaqeen, that it is only from Allah Ta'ala, Allah alone is the doer. Also, in seeking help from others besides Allah, where people seek help from the qabr, from the inmates of the qabrs, which is haram. Similarly, to seek help from the arwah, the souls, there is a therapy that works in that way. And to seek help from them, that is also totally haram, and it amounts to shirk and kufr. We must only seek help in the correct means which Allah has given. We must not use any impermissible means like the qabr, etc., like any other way or form which is not sanctioned by the Sharia. We cannot use that at all. What the Sharia has sanctioned and which in fact is sunnah also, we will get sawab from that also with that conviction that behind the scene it is only Allah that is giving. And it isn't this what I'm seeing with my eyes from where I'm getting what I'm getting, but really it is only from Allah Ta'ala. So this Iyaka Na'budu, that we only worship Allah and we only seek help in Allah Ta'ala, may Allah give us the correct understanding by which our lives will become very pleasant and our needs will be fulfilled and we will get great reward from Allah Ta'ala. But a little mistake in that and we can land ourselves in shirk and kufr and we can be dispelled and we can be expelled from the mercies of Allah and land ourselves into the fire of Jahannam by losing our iman. May Allah protect our iman, guide us to righteousness. Also, we should not be unmindful of making du'as. The qunut and nazila, which is read in the fajr, we must not only suffice on that. That is absolutely essential. But we know the conditions everywhere in the world, right at our doorstep here also. All of us should make dua. a beautiful suggestion which is made by Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri, that we should read at least 300 times a day, Nastaghfirullah. It will just take us over 3 minutes, and we can do it at different times. But by seeking forgiveness from Allah, Allah's mercy comes into action, and when Allah's mercy will come, He will protect us, and He will grant us safety and security, and grant us goodness. So just nastaghfirullah, 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 at least minimum 300, and if we can make it 3000, even much more better. Otherwise just 300, which will just take us over 3 minutes. Allah give us tawfiq, and give us all protection in every way.